Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, You Are God. That song is from the recording Here in Your Presence. Now, I received this particular song on August 6th, 2008. Psalm 86:10 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible says this, "For you are great and do wondrous deeds. You alone are God." Acts 4:12 says this, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Because of the nature of my story, leaving the homosexual lifestyle and identity for that of a heterosexual new creation in Christ, I am often referred to as a hater. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. I happen to believe, based on the Word of God and upon my own experience, that with God nothing is impossible. My calling is to tell the world what Jesus has done for me. That's my calling. If we have been redeemed, do not declare what we've been redeemed from. How in the world are those trapped in the same sin or same bondage going to know change is even possible? 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 puts it this way, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." That's pretty much everybody, right? When we're in sin, when we're lost in our sin. But it goes on to say this, "Such were some of you." Let me say that again. "Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." It seems to me that God has been setting people free from their old identities for quite some time now, doesn't it? Add this to the mix and you can understand how this song came to be born. It's one of my favorite passages in God's Word. It's Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary." In other words, how can I keep silent about all God has done for me? In spite of the fact that God has set me free, I still find myself ridiculed and mocked and derided as a hate-filled person. What does that mean to me? I'm not defined by what others call me or by what others think of me. Just as King David encouraged himself in the Lord when he led his men into battle, only to return to their camp to find their wives and children captured by the enemy, I've learned to encourage myself or strengthen myself in the Lord. I find this in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. It says this, "Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, for all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Now, just how does one encourage or strengthen themselves in the Lord? One practical application is to remind myself of the truth about who God is and declare that he is in control even when the world around me is falling apart. When all around us seems to be falling apart, when the world calls what is right wrong and what is wrong right, when storms assail us, when the enemy lies, when nothing makes sense, we have need of something bigger than ourselves and bigger than our circumstances. We need a rock. We need a defender. We need someone who is there when no one else is around. I've chosen to praise God in spite of what my earthly eyes might see. Sometimes what I see leaves me feeling fearful, but that fear is silenced whenever I remember the rock that I stand upon does not move and is unshakable. This song is a song of warfare and declaration. It reminds me of David's incredulity at Goliath for the way he mocked the God of Israel. David's faith was in God's strength and might, not his own. When in battle, it is best to remember that we are not God, but we are his children, and he jealously defends his own. Praise God and watch the enemy tumble and fall. Now, as you listen to this song, I urge you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Speak truth into the dark places of your life and soul, and you will speak life into death, and you will speak light into the darkness.
righteous in all of your ways. You are mighty and awesome and can't be contained. You are God, Almighty God. Holy and righteous and totally pure. You are steadfast in power, so faithful and sure. You are God, Almighty God. I will humbly bow before while proclaiming you are Lord. You are God and you alone, He who sits upon the throne. You are Lion and the Lamb and the rock on which I stand. By the power of your blood and the measure of your love, you are God. You are God. Mighty in power, the champion and Lord. Like a thundering warrior with lightning your sword. You are God, Almighty God. You are Lord over heaven and Lord over earth. You are Lord of creation and Lord of new birth. You are God.
Father, thank you so much that you are our God, you are our rock, you are our defender, you are our Father, and we are your sons and your daughters. Let us be reminded of that every day and strengthen and encourage ourselves in the Lord. By your grace, by your power, by your love, in Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 14 through 17 says it like this, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things? For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. Remember, we represent God to the world around us today, and we have nothing to fear because God loves us perfectly, and perfect love casts out fear." Just let that strengthen your heart today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. We also have a gift for you today. It's a free devotional ebook just for you. You can simply follow the link provided in the podcast description, or you can go to Amazon.com and type in the search bar, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. That's Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, and you'll see the Kindle version free for the taking. Please send everyone you know to get their own copy, and remember to leave me a review after you've used the book for a few days. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song You Are God from the recording Here in Your Presence, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.